Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
Do you know someone that is very special to you that is lost and going down the wrong road of life? I know I do. As we read in Psalm 23, our Lord is telling us He is the one that will go after the lost sheep and bring them back home and restore their soul. May I read from Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Do you know your Lord as the shepherd of your life? Allow Him to guide you daily in your life. The Lord wants to care for His sheep, and He knows each of us by name. Imagine God picking up an individual lamb in order to protect it and carry it close to His heart. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11, we read, He tends His flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in His arms and carries them close to His heart. He gently leads those that have young. Close your eyes or imagine your Lord as the shepherd. Shepherds are devoted to the care, the feeding, and protection of their sheep. What a perfect prayer that you could personalize and pray for yourself, your spouse, and for your children. Being a shepherd means that at times they must take great risks to retrieve a stray or a threatened animal. Shepherds are dedicated to their job, but are accountable for any lost sheep. There are so many scriptures in the Bible about our Lord being the shepherd, as in John chapter 10, verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Do you know of a loved one who has become a stray sheep, tempted by the cares of the world, the tricks of the enemy, and fleshly desires? That lost sheep is tangled in a trap that they cannot see the way out. Call on your great shepherd, asking Him to go after your lost sheep, rescuing them from the trap of sin. In Ezekiel chapter 34, we read, For this is what the sovereign Lord says, I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. We all know the familiar scriptures in Luke chapter 15. Then Jesus told this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, Rejoice with me. I have found my lost sheep. I tell you that in the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Is that not our prayer for the lost sheep around the world? Lord, be the shepherd for all your lost sheep. May they hear you calling their name every day to come back to you and to their family as God heals hurting marriages.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.